If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Get your questions in for Dr. Love at 402-464-5685. Before that, are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers. To learn more. Fintech. Uh-oh, you're muted, Bill. You got to unmute yourself. Unmute yourself, Bill.
How about now?
There you go. We can hear you now. We got you now.
Yes, we learned so much about fintech and currency, but I think our life kind of got taken over by the spiral ham story yesterday.
It did.
That not only are on the top of the world of currency finance, four and a half day work week, then they also give away spiral hams. I believe it was for Easter that Schaefer was out there and had a system that was unbelievable. Hundreds of cars whipping in and no problems at Sand Hills Global.
You're going to kill me for this. There's a part of the story that I don't know what a spiral ham is.
They're pre-cut. And they're a sweet ham, but they're all a spiral ham. It's cut in a spiral. So when you get the ham,
like a football?
It's already pre-cut, but it's still in the ham form. Wow. Anybody else can help add into this? Jake, anything you want to add to that?
I'm with Sip. I don't know if I could point out a spiral ham.
Oh, yeah. It's pre-cut. It's a pre-cut, spirally cut by obviously some sort of a machine that does it. Mm. But then it's packaged still as a ham, but it's already been cut.
I can't imagine a football.
Spiral ham.
Carson Schott even sent Bill a text about the spiral hams. They know about that. They're very aware of the hams. They still exist. Is that right, Bill? It still happens?
Yeah. Oh, they still do it. They say when they give out the beef boxes, it's mayhem. They give out from the Piedmont beef. Piedmonte, as I say that right?
Piedmontese.
Yes. Montese, yes.
Piedmontese. You got it. So
they're giving away meat?
So right there, like today, if you want to, like that, just, and here's the thing with the half day, when you get the 7 weeks of vacation, the half day doesn't have to be Friday afternoon. They don't just shut it down. So it could be a Monday morning, I'm off. It could be a Wednesday afternoon, I'm in a golf league, I want to leave early to go do that.
Okay.
That's what FinTech does for you. 7 weeks paid vacation, Steve.
Gosh.
Thank you to David from Renew. He just texted us a picture of a spiral ham. And now I've seen this before.
Now it resonates.
I just texted the group chat so you have it on there. But thank you, David. That I have seen before.
David, when you go through a buffet line, you don't just see a ham. You have to slice a piece off yourself.
Yep.
This is pre-ready to go.
Okay.
Thank you, David. Thank you very much.
Yeah, David is becoming quite a contributor to this.
He always has been, but he's helping out still.
Okay.
He would be on the board of trustees. Would you
yes,
agree
he would.
With
the early break board
oh,
of trustees.
Oh, God, yes. Missing
should
Tooth
we get
Greg.
A board of trustees for the show? Because Missing Tooth Greg would be on
it
any sort of mechanical issues.
Yes.
Yeah, he'd be.
David's a lot of our research and intel he gives us with.
I think Cuz might have to be on there,
Dave
too.
Dave Dipple will be on the,
Cuz
the,
will, yeah, 100% the board. Will be on. Cuz will also be at Ruhlman's.
Yeah, Cuz and his wife, the vegan.
Yes,
she
yes.
Can, she can have potato.
I opted to take her prime rib. I'm not sure where that goes.
Well, we can discuss that.
We'll box it up.
Box it up.
She's going to be wolfing down double salad. I'll try to take the prime rib.
So we have a we'll discuss the Board of Trustees later. Yes. We have Dr. Love.
But
right
it's
now.
Time right now, without further ado, for Dr. Love. Dr. Love, sponsored by our friends at Trados, the grain marketing crop insurance gurus. Check them out at gotrados.com for more info. GOTREDAS.com. Off the bat, Mike, Dr. Love says, Dr. Love, why are women memory camels? I can't remember what I had for breakfast, and my wife brings up something from 15 years ago when we are arguing. Can you
well,
help with Mike there?
That they are memory camels. That's correct, and that's going to come back. It's always kind of odd sometimes too. Seems like it, sometimes the memories come back on something that has been a fail.
Yes.
Sometimes
oh,
on
God,
on
yes.
on someone's part. Generally, doesn't come back with the amazing story from 18 years ago from your anniversary when you did something fabulous. But that's just something that it's a gift. Embrace it. It's a gift and embrace it, because never going back in time in any form of an argument ever end well. I don't never been one like that. Well, remember what you did 14 years ago on that. And I've never been like, well, that's going to really make things go smooth. So you're better off at this point in time on having the short memory that you can't, that to not go back in time, because that never goes well. But when you go back in time, always go back in time for the positives. Everything you can go back in time. Sometimes just bring up, even in the middle of an argument. Hey, remember 12 years ago we did this? Yeah, that was an incredible 3-day weekend vacation we had when we went to Montreal. So I would come up with a positive to always come back with it. And that's what I remember from the past, honey, was the great times that we had.
Yeah, and if she goes back, Bill, doctor, can I just add one thing, doctor?
We love when you add, Steve.
If she does remember something that's negative, don't fight it. Just say, yeah, you're right.
You can't win that
deeper.
One. Yeah, you can't all of a sudden, because you can't bring it up where you say, well, you know what actually happened that time? And she's like, you're right.
Nope.
You're right. No, you're right. Let it go. And then kind of come back with, you know what I remember from 14 years ago? I remember this incredible night we had when we did this. We went on this vacation. That's kind of, oh, okay. That might calm the waters a little bit to get things going. But yeah, don't fight it. Don't fight it. And don't counterattack. When you think that's something, remember 19 years ago when you did this?
Don't launch
don't
a counter
that one.
Right.
Don't counter that one. Walk away from that one. Take your losses.
No, you're not
thanks,
Iran.
Thanks to Mike. Up next, Jeff the texter says, Dr. Love, my first anniversary is in 2 weeks. I'm needing some help on ideas for a gift and what to do for that day/weekend. First anniversary.
That's nice.
Number one.
It's twofold. One thing is generally the anniversary probably not falling on, might be a Wednesday or Thursday. And so then you have when are we going to do something? What's our event that we're going to have planned? So first anniversary is very big. Just make sure that day of, if it's a Tuesday, whatever it is, don't gloss over that we're doing something for anniversary on Saturday. Make sure that there is a card, a photo of you two, some form of a memory that's put in there with some sort of a little something else in the card. I would always leave something. I'd always leave my wife something I'd leave her like $5 and like $6 or all in ones to get a coffee, write a card. And the next thing you have going is the event. And for the event, you want to just say, just tell her how to dress. And that's it.
Mm.
That's all you say.
What kind of
Saturday? We're going to go out. Oh. It's snappy casual. It's going to be just that's
else.
It. Just tell her how to dress. And then you have the plan with what it is. And then try to tie it in when you show up, whatever you're going to go to. You spend enough time together, you're fine. See if all of a sudden you show up at an event and then all of a sudden there's her best friend and her husband or someone there that's meeting you, whatever
that's
it
beautiful.
Is. So let's just say it could be the horse races. Imagine going out to the horse races and you got two other couples there that they're your favorite couples.
Yeah, that's nice. That's a nice
idea. Plan something, but bring people with the plan because you remember people. You don't remember gifts, but you remember events.
Dr. Love, that is high grade advice. I appreciate it.
That's why he's Dr. Love.
We work together. I learned this stuff from you, Steve.
No, you didn't. You unequivocally didn't. This is good. Keep rolling.
Okay, this is from Travis in Henderson, Nebraska.
Okay, Henderson.
Henderson.
He said this.
Home of John Croker, the punter.
Yes.
If I'm correct.
And Missing Tooth Greg used to live there, too.
Wow, okay.
I'm really curious where Bill goes with this one. He says, Dr. Love, my wife and I, our anniversary was yesterday. The previous two, she forgot. So this year, I decided not to say anything until she realizes. Here we are a day later and nothing. How long should I wait to say something about
the anniversary?
I wouldn't say anything. I'd probably just apologize and say, I am so sorry. I had this in my truck or closet. I forgot to give it to you. But anyway, here's your anniversary gift. Oh, and then they'll kind of be, so don't bring it up. Just I have this for you. And then all of a sudden it's going to be, oh, wow. It'll be like, oh, wow, this is a lot. Okay, I forgot again. I wouldn't just say, huh, you forgot the anniversary like that. I would go with some, I'd make some fun with it. I'd have some fun with it. I'd have some sort of a gift card and then apologize for what an idiot you are that you're a day late. I had this planned out and I apologize. And then, because you're in the free, because she doesn't even remember it. So
what about,
that's a good thing.
Doctor?
And then, yes.
There's another part of this, though, that as schooled as you are in love, I think you're overlooking one aspect of this question. What about the hurt the man might feel of his wife continually forgetting their anniversary?
Yeah. The reason I shied away from that, Steve, and I agree with that, is that I have no, for my own personal feelings, wouldn't bother me one bit. If someone forgot my birthday, someone didn't forgot an anniversary, if any of those things happened, my wife doesn't, there was not one part of me that would be like, well, you know what? I don't think my wife loves me. She forgot my anniversary.
Okay.
No, it's how she acts throughout the entire year.
Okay.
How your relationship is. So okay. I have zero feelings for it because it's the same thing. It's like going, you know what? Sometimes, she remembers my anniversary every time, but maybe there's something else that's not right. that's more important to him. I'm more concerned on day to day.
Okay.
That's all I care about. So it doesn't, I can see you being hurt. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't fall into my wheelhouse. I probably failed in that area because it doesn't bother me one bit if someone forgot an important day, to us. So
okay.
That wouldn't make, that's probably my reasoning.
That's good reasoning. That makes sense.
A couple more on Dr. Love. This is from the OG CJ.
Okay.
Says, okay. Dr. Love, I've been approached by a younger woman and I'm not sure how to handle it. We talked about dinner and drinks, but she is half my age. Any advice? I am a 43-year-old male and she's a 21-year-old female.
This just got real.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If things got real, first thing that can, is there any way you can get a hold of Belichick?
Yeah, call Bill. Call the other Bill.
That'd be my first thing. I'm like, is Bill available? You know, talk Jordan Hudson available to have that conversation. I would start off with right there. We all know age is just a number. And so a casual meeting of some sort is not out of line. I obviously, you're the what, 42, 21, a simple plan. I would do more of a meet at a location type of a first date. Yeah, let's just meet up at some place and get and have a chance to visit a little bit. And at some point in time, you have to kind of ask the direct question and then kind of figure out like that. Because you want to find out, maybe it is just this is a friendship thing. She sees you as a potential mentor slash whatever, a friend in the business, or there is obviously maybe more spark to it than that. Then find out where it's at. And then just kind of, and then I'd walk softly into it. I'd be like this very patiently, try to figure out what you think it's going to go. But I would meet somewhere, be casual with it, see what it is. And then, like I said, there are a lot of people that have extremely successful marriages that are 20 years apart. That is, so it's not like that's like that, that's some sort of obscure number that's never worked out before. There is quite a bit. When it gets to 50, that's a lot. And that number's a lot when it gets to 50 years apart. But at 20 years apart, there's a lot of those, and you never know when you're going to meet the right person. So I wouldn't just throw it out the window.
Good advice, Dr. Love. Just one quick thing. What would you recommend restaurant-wise for this first meeting? Do you recommend high-end restaurant? Do you recommend
Recommend high-end restaurant, hors d'oeuvres and drinks only. No dinner.
I like hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no dinner.
Wait a second. Why no dinner? Why only hors d'oeuvres?
Just give you a little bit of an out type of clause. The direct dinner across. Let's meet at a nice place. We're going to have a glass of wine, a cocktail, whatever. We're going to get an hors d'oeuvre and lay it out early.
Okay.
Hey, I've got about a little bit of time. What about grabbing a drink and an appetizer? And we'll get together. And it's going to fall on with, oh, that sounds great. And just be like, hey, let's meet about 7:15. I have to be somewhere at, I have to take a phone call at 9 or whatever it is. Uh-huh. So you kind of have an out, you're in and out, very relaxed. And it's so much easier to talk. And if you can, at all costs, try to sit at the bar.
Okay.
At the bar.
Why is
it's
that?
It's always nice to have because there's a passing bartender for some random conversation or someone else next to you can kind of help stir things up. A nice little conversation triangle always helps.
Do you realize what's going on here, Jay? I am learning.
Bill is teaching us all.
I am 58, and I never would have thought of that. Hors d'oeuvres only, sit at the bar. You don't have to have a full-blown dinner on your first go-round. You don't have to do that. Wow.
There's never a time on the first date. It's like, hey, are you getting the bone-in ribeye? No.
And then it turns into an hour and a half, you know.
Too long. Yeah, it could be longer, like you said. Just that's why it's so much. Then you get to make the decision, too, of like, you want another glass of wine? And if she says, yeah, I do. Okay, conversation's going well. Then you have to, want another glass of wine? I probably should be going.
Yeah.
You know, like that. Okay, now questions answered. And there you go.
Hey, this is why they call you Dr. Love.
We'll wrap up with this one. Sandman says, hey, Dr. Love, can I get a shout out for my wife and I? Last week that on the 16th was our 32nd wedding anniversary. We are each other's best friend and companion. Hasn't always been sunshine and daisies, but most of it sure has. We have the love. Thank you.
The love.
Just wants to shout out.
That's a huge shout out. That sounds, you know what it sounds like? All I hear right away is they have some form of a teamwork and understanding of each other. They probably understand a person's time frame, things that are important to them, all those things. Nothing ever is, 32 years of Xanadu doesn't happen. There's always rough days and everything, but it sounds like they completely understand the other person and all the sidebars that make them their life tick, and they kind of work off of each other is what it sounds like like these two are doing. So that's incredible. Dr. Love appreciates those when those comments come in.
Dr. Love's talked in the third person, which is amazing.
God, I'm not sure why I went with that. I caught myself and I'm trying to talk my way out of it.
I'm glad you were
going with it.
Dr. Love went third person.
I'm glad
on
you
this.
Went third person.
That was remarkable. Thank you, Dr. Love.
Thank you.
Is it? Come on, we do.
Thank you for the text. That went third place.
They call it Dr. Love. I've got the cure you're thinking of.
That is another wonderful edition of Dr. Love, sponsored by our friends at Tredas, GOTREDAS.com. Bill, are you hanging on for the game show? Or are you out of here?
No, I am not. I am out of here, guys. I got to take care of a couple things, but I apologize.
Why?
For not being in studio. As I said, something that had to kind of come up, but thank you very much.
Dr.
Thank
Love,
you, Bill. Wonderful.
You were extraordinary today.
Yes.
That was extraordinary.
That was not extraordinary.
Yes.
I will check in with everybody. And again, I think there's about 8 spots left for Ruhlman. So get in there today and make that phone call so it's all booked up. It'll be done today.
People,
so we'd love to get, that's going to be Worlds Colliding. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And people need to meet Dr. Love
in person.
Yes. And if they can bring questions,
I wonder.
They can bring questions.
I wonder. Do we tease it?
Yes.
Do we do one question?
I think we might do Dr. Love.
Is there one Dr. Love question at the live show at Ruhlman's? Phil runs it. So on Phil.
Put that by Phil.
Why limit it to one though? Why do we always limit Dr. Love? We could do Dr. Love more often.
You could have a couple come up and sit in front of us at Ruhlman's.
Yes.
Talk to us about your problems here, please.
I'll call Sarah. I'll get Sarah there.
You're fine with yourself talking third person.
I don't even know what happened.
I'm glad you did that.
All of a sudden, they start talking. All of a sudden, I was in third person.
All right.
And Dr. Love appreciates that. What is that?
You should do that more often. It's all beautiful. Right.
We'll see you on Tuesday, Bill. Thank you.
See ya.
Thank you to Bill Bush. Okay, it is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels, 2 bagels and Joe. Today's topic with Memorial Day on Monday is war movies.
Oh, God. Terrible.
We honor those who have served, and we do war movies.
Yes.
In that regard. If you think you know your war movies, call us up at 402-464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Nick Down Sip and Trivia. Shut up, Sipple. Sponsored by Bagels and Joe. 4 Lincoln locations also in Seward. War movies are our topic today. How do you feel about war movies?
Just fair, Jake.
Just fair. Whoa, I think we have a new caller here.
Liam.
Write it down. Okay. We have Liam. Liam, how do you feel about war movies today?
I feel pretty good.
Okay, you're in trouble. No lifeline for either of you. One-on-one here.
No, Liam, you're not in trouble.
No, I said Sip's in trouble.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
Liam.
A very confident
he
answer
is in
there.
Trouble.
Yeah, I am in trouble. I am in trouble.
First question goes to Liam. Here we go. What 1987 movie features a pragmatic U.S. Marine who observes the dehumanizing effects the Vietnam War has had on his fellow recruits? From their brutal boot camp training to the bloody street fighting in, is it Huey? Who? Hugh? H-U-E. I'm saying that wrong, I'm sure.
But. H-U-E-M. Wow. It's different when you're on the spot, huh? I'll say Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now. Nope. You don't need to take the sip.
Go ahead and read it again. Something might click.
1987 movie features a pragmatic U.S. Marine who observes the dehumanizing effects the Vietnam War has on his fellow recruits, from their brutal boot camp training to the bloody street fighting in...
Oh, man.
Hue. H-U-E. I think I'm saying
that wrong.
I don't
know this pass.
Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, didn't know it. Didn't know that.
So 0-0 tie sip. First question. What 1979 movie features Martin Sheen as a captain in the Vietnam War, who was sent on a dangerous mission on Cambodia to assassinate a renegade colonel who has set himself up as a god among a local tribe?
Apocalypse Now.
That's the one it was just guessed. It is correct this time. 1-0 lead. Back to you, Liam, to tie it up. What 2002 movie features Mel Gibson as part of the story of the first major battle of the American phase of the Vietnam War, and the soldiers on both sides who fought it while their wives wait at home anxious for good or bad news?
Can you read it one more time?
2002 movie, Mel Gibson is part of the story of the first major battle of the American phase of the Vietnam War, and the soldiers on both sides who fought it while their wives wait at home anxious for good or bad news.
Oh, wow. The Patriot.
Not the Patriots. Sip, are you passing on that one?
Good guess, Liam. Pass.
We Were Soldiers, the name of that movie. This is for the win. If you miss this, though, Liam can still go to the tiebreaker.
Miss it.
Liam bespoke. All right, Sip. What 1989 movie stars Matthew Broderick playing the role of Robert Shaw, who leads the U.S.'s first all-black volunteer company, fighting prejudices from both his own Union Army and the Confederates? Also, this has Denzel Washington and Morgan Freeman in the movie. 1989 movie.
I think I got this one. Get it, Steve.
Oh, God. Mississippi Burning?
Nope. You need this one, Liam. What is the answer?
Is it Biloxi Blues?
Woo! Woo! That movie was Glory. Glory, the name of that movie.
I've not heard of that.
It's a good movie. I've seen it. And Liam hung up. Could he even take the L?
L for Liam.
Hey, that's a L for Liam. That's a win in a Film Friday with no lifeline. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, and Mississippi Burning. I knew that. That was Matthew McConaughey and Gene Hackman. Was it Gene Hackman?
I said Matthew Broderick.
I know, but Mississippi Burning was a bad guess.
Not positive on that.
I think that was Gene Hackman.
That's a war movie.
No.
Okay. Well, if it's not a war movie, it's a bad guess.
Yeah, that's the other problem. Yes.
Tiebreak. You've already won the game, so this is for fun. What is the film length of Full Metal Jacket?
2 hours and 7 minutes.
1 hour 56 minutes, so not that far off. Oh. 11 minutes off.
Okay, overall record now. Thank you, Rudy. Overall 26-26.
500.
The week 2-3. So 26-26 is the record.
You'll take that.
Yes.
You'll take that.
Average folk or average folk.
That's a good way to go to Memorial Day weekend on a win with no show Monday. Get extra day to enjoy your win from today.
Shout out to Rudy, a quiet, strong presence, designated hitter at Westland.
Is he more Gobert or Tomjanovich?
Is he more Gobert? I'd say Gobert.
Yeah.
Boy, Gobert, though. Gobert's a fascinating figure to me. He's so bad offensively.
Yes.
It is.
But he had that one game against the Lakers, like 26 points, like out of nowhere.
Definitely an aberration. I mean, that guy with the ball is about as clunky as you'll ever see. I don't understand. We need
a montage.
He needs to spend more time in the gym.
Hour three is next, an early break on the ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.